turning off normal human male mode, switching to dad mode. Welcome in to Dad Mode with your hosts, Bearded Nova and Morph.
So I had an interesting conversation with at work today. Had to get in extra early because my boss's boss wanted to talk, and we're on Zoom. My laptop wasn't working, so I had to use my phone, and my phone doesn't allow you to do virtual background. So I'm sitting here, and virtual background, you know, you can see the soundproofing and stuff in the back.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What's that behind you?" I'm like, I couldn't think of anything else clever to say. So I'm like, "It's soundproofing because sometimes I do podcasts." She's like, "Oh, really?" I'm like, "Oh, here we go. Yeah, sometimes I do podcasts." And she didn't ask what it was, and I didn't volunteer it. But then she said, "Hey, you know, I would love to be on your podcast sometime if you wanted to talk about having a career in technology aimed at, you know, at women and minorities, you know." And I'm like, "Sure, we can talk about that. You know, I will let you know." But that brings the question or dilemma. I have for 4 years kept this side of me completely separate from work. Like nobody knows what I do.
You're lucky.
And I'm like, it would be really cool for our growth as a show to have her on there, because she's going to tell a lot of people and they're going to listen. And they're going to download back episodes, and they're going to tell other people, or I'll get fired. But if I don't get fired,
roll of the dice,
we're probably getting a lot of new listeners, right? But I'm like, I work so hard to keep these separate for a reason, because I want this to just be me. But like, what would you do, Nova?
I've had it. Oddly enough, I don't know why, and I still come across one of my assistants. Ages ago, she'd come out with me on site to meet a couple of people, and I'm in construction industry. So, in a way, very, what's the type of word I'm looking for? You've got to be a particular type of person, I guess, in a way, to handle what goes on. That it, in a way, it's a minority, but it's very pig-headed, I guess, over what you can and cannot do and the type of person you are outside of work. And she's been with me, and we've gone to these sites, and someone's made, you know, "Oh, yeah, you get those guys that just play video games when they're not working." And I'm just quiet. I'm like, "Yeah, I know what you mean," and just leave. I don't bring up. I don't cross the boundaries. Like, well, actually, I'm on that. And I actually have, like, two sides of me, where one side people don't know anything that's the type of person of me, and then there's the actual me, where that's really what I want to be doing. And sadly, on this journey, somewhere along the lines, some of my socials got crossed in a way. It's like they kind of started, "Hey, this is a friend, or this is a contact you have in your phone," and started trying to push me as a content creator to people that I know in the industry. So there are people that now know, but it's, you know, I show up and go, "Huh, that Bearded Nova video the other day." I'm like, "Oh." Like, it's,
yeah,
it's been all right. It's been negative. I actually did get a little bit of negativity from work at one stage for it. Job ages ago, and that was around the ideas, what's more important, TikTok or work, which, you know, that's a story in itself, but the long story short was neither was impacting the other. Even though I may have had, you know, a part of my collar showing, or there may have been a company logo in the background, and you would never know that I worked for the company, but to them, I was breaching a social media policy in doing that. So I actually had to hide videos until after I left, and some of them were educational videos. Like, they're educational for content creators about balancing both. I recorded something at the end of the day or early in the morning from my car when I'm waiting for something, you know, no company logo again, but they know that that was my company car and that that was my shirt. No one of the viewers knew, but they knew. So they took it the opposite way, but That being said, we were both in a bad place. I was pissed off at them.
Yeah.
They were pissed off at me being pissed off at them. They were looking for something to be upset.
Yeah.
But the majority of the time, it's gone down good. I don't think I've come across any changes personally or professionally from that boundary being crossed. I know the great day where I was going to shave my beard off if we raised over $1,000 for Movember, which we didn't, kept the beard. But a couple of people at my old work, you heard about it, so they were actually going to start trying to quickly round up people to get that money because they wanted to see me in a professional sense without my beard. So it's been positive and negatives. I haven't had too many negatives, but it just scares you. It does scare you. It makes you think about everything you've posted or what you've done and what they've seen. What was the first thing they saw? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It definitely makes you think twice, you know? And it's not that I'm really a different person, you know, behind the camera than I am at work. It's just, I'm a lot more casual. I don't have to try to be professional or be something. And I get concerned that seeing me say whatever and do whatever, even though I would say like, I don't do anything crazy, you know, it's not who I am at the job. Like I have a senior management position at my job.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they saw me doing crazy shit on stream, they'd be like, well, you can't go any higher because this is, you know, what you do. And like, I'm not saying that would happen, but I get worried that would be a negative outcome to it. You know,
when we're in a good place, it's a social media thing. Like at the old job, my manager knew that I did streaming and bits and pieces, and he would actually ask me questions about it. Like, hey,
yeah,
when we talk about things about, oh yeah, nah, I've got this. Or look, you know, show him a picture of, you know, a box of food that showed up at my house or something, or, you know, bits of, you know, merchandise or whatever I was getting sent to me. I would show him bits and pieces when he'd ask me. He's like, oh, that's cool. Did you get this for, you know, how'd you do that? It's like, oh, I've worked hard. I get more viewers. More viewers means more people are willing to work with you, etc. Like, we had brief conversations about it, and it was cool. Some people get really interested in it, and especially when you start, oddly enough, and probably you would find it eventually, you're talking in a business sense, like you and I talk about content creation in a business sense, because that's, you know, both very business focused. And that's a way to kind of bring coworkers in. When you talk about in a professional stance, they take it a little bit more serious, not just, you know, you sitting in, you know, pajamas, eating a bag of Doritos, splash Mountain Dew over your face in a couch all weekend. Like, that's not you. When you start talking about professional, right, like, oh, hold on, there's another level to this that I never actually thought existed.
Yeah. And I think that's what the perception would be if I said, hey, I was a streamer or am a streamer, they'd be like thinking that same thing. So in the basement, Cheetos all over the place. Like, but they don't realize, and as you know, that I created basically a consulting business. I didn't really have employees. I wasn't paying people, but I had people working with me, you know, doing stuff that I do, my planning and doing all the stuff that I do at my job, like and trying to teach people the business side of how to do content creation, how to think of it. Like I at the time I even said, if somebody from my job saw this, that would probably look really good to them, because I'm showing them a version of my skill set, which I don't always get to show at work because you have a role, and I'm being very professional with what I'm doing. And so like, and I think that part is good, but it's still like, I have to be careful of the negative stereotype, because like, everybody hears those horror stories in the news where, you know, someone's social media got found out and then they got fired. It's usually because they had OnlyFans, which I do not have OnlyFans, just saying, but I don't want to take the risk, you know?
I've done those videos in the past, especially around PAX and TwitchCon, I used to do videos around selling yourself as an individual and marketing yourself, because I'm in sales in a competitive, very competitive industry. So I understand there's a point of not just handing out a business card when you're at TwitchCon to a booth and saying, here, I'd like to work with you. You're probably going to be ignored unless you have a massive, you know, a massive following already. So
yeah,
how do you make yourself stand out against a dozen other people that are, or more than a dozen, you know, a couple hundred people that are all going to give this one person at a booth a business card with their name on it?
Yeah.
Probably means it's just going to go into a bag and then forgotten about, and he gets home from his hot, you know, from TwitchCon a week later and puts the bag down, goes off, does some work and that, and then 3 months later he's digging into his bag for something else, and he might pull your card out because your card was left, you know, didn't come out with the first few thousand that he pulled out. So
yeah,
it's different. Nowadays, I haven't had a crossover in ages. The biggest crossover between work and this side actually was only a week ago. And it was one of customers I've known for years, a friend. Well, my customers are my friends. If you say customer, they're a friend in a way, because it's a relationship built over a long period of time. So they're definitely not a customer anymore. In case anyone ever hears that, I just wanted to know they are my friends. They have my personal numbers. They met my wife, half of them met my children. But he actually told me he was sick. He goes, oh, don't come near me, I'm sick. I said, don't worry, I've got a child in daycare. We're constantly sick at my house. And we were talking, and it was about Easter and going away. And I said, what do you want to do? Like, you got any plans? And he goes, oh, I got to go away with the family. But it would be all right if I'm sick, because I just bought a new desktop PC and I've downloaded a ton of games, and I'd like to spend the weekend at home gaming. I'm like, never knew. You know what I mean? Like, it probably was a thing for him to say that to me as well. So, if, you know, next time I talk to him, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, you should check out this game, the type of thing. So we've got to, you know, it's kind of good in a way, because you don't, as much as you're afraid of what people will think about you, chances are people have got the same type of secret, similar secret, that they don't want you to know either. They're afraid about what you would think about them as well.
And our secret really is, we like to have fun. And that's our secret. Yeah. We like to have fun and entertain people.
Yeah. I don't want to do... I want to do something different. I want to continue that. You know, I still look at it. What does it look like in 20 years? Will I still be gaming in 20 years? Will I still want to be looking at the family going, I just want to go into my little office and play a game for ages. Like, I know a couple of older gamers I see on my Steam, and they don't play many games, but they play, like, you know, one or two games. One in particular, the only game I ever see him play is Age of Empires 2. And he's been doing that for like 20 years. And I'm like, good on you. Like, good on you. You're retired. You got nothing else. I'm going to go in and play Age of Empires 2 for a bit. Like, nuts. Yeah.
Like, I imagine I will never stop gaming, you know, but I probably won't be playing Call of Duty in 20 years, because my reaction time will be way too bad.
Like, no.
Way too bad.
There's some really good older games nowadays starting to show up.
I'm not one of them. Although, you know what's funny is, so I was playing with another guy, a friend of mine, who he's over 50. And so in Call of Duty, you can make a clan tag. Yeah. So I was like, well, let's make ours AARP, which is the American Association of Retired Persons, which I just thought was funny, because, and now when we kill someone, they're like, they look up and they're like, I was just killed by a senior citizen. Now, I'm not a senior citizen, but I just think it's fucking funny. I just think we just thought it was hilarious to do that. So
you're probably not alone. We're sponsored
by AARP.
You're probably not alone though either. There's probably other people that have similar tags.
Well, it's funny. I saw someone a few days later who had the same tag.
Yes,
because somebody else with the same sense of humor.
Yes, we can be friends. Friend request.
You know, that's the thing. You know, going back to what we're talking about, crossover there. So when my boss's boss said that to me, I'm like, oh, that'd be cool. Oh my God, what do I have out there on social? What do I have out there? Because you gotta assume that they're gonna look, right? So I went in, first thing I did is this is for the podcast. I went into the podcast and I added my actual name into the bio and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then I deleted the thing that says, find all my links here. And then I went to Twitter and I went to YouTube and TikTok, deleted the link to all my other socials.
Yeah.
So like they're not out there. Twitter, I didn't rename it officially, but I have my name is in there. And you know, you're not going to look for things if you don't know my regular handle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I think it's pretty safe. Oh, and I set TikTok to like friends only. You know, I'm trying to clean it up because, you know, it's a big deal for us. If we get, when we get guests, especially like guests that, you know, can lead to some good things.
Now,
for us,
now I feel like I need to,
extra step.
I like it. That one. You say that. And I'm thinking about my TikTok in particular, because that's a roller coaster of a TikTok account.
Oh, geez. Yours? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get there. And the first video that's actually pinned.
Yeah. Is it turkey?
No. So like, that's not tagged. If I need that, that's a mission for me to find it. Yeah. That turkey tits is down the bottom. It's actually me doing a thirst trap with an OnlyFans girl and then me slapping my ass, telling people to follow me on Twitch. That's
Is it where it's her and then it transitions to you? And I freaking hate that one.
Yeah, that's
tagged. Because the first time I saw it, I didn't notice your handle. And I'm watching it for research, for scientific purposes. And the next thing I know, I'm vomiting. So I was like, thanks, Spirited.
But that's what's pinned. That's my pin video. Like it's a video trailer for the merch site and then something else. But like that is the number one video that's tagged. I'm like, that'll have to go at some point. It's too hilarious to remove it, but I can't right now. I'm not ready for
it. Yep. I think I only have one video pinned on TikTok. And it's the one where I was telling console streamers how they can, who only have a console, how they can stream. And I made it in 2021.
Yep.
And it gets hundreds of views every single month. Every single month still. And it's almost 3 years old. People are asking me questions on it still.
The video that pops up for me that I'm still getting views on a month, like an educational video sense, wasn't even educational.
Yeah.
It is, but it's not. It was a reply to another streamer trying to work out TikTok Live and how to stream two at once. And it was me saying, hey, with TikTok Live, you can actually stream horizontally. So if you just capture your OBS and push that straight into TikTok Live, you can stream both places at once and change on your stream deck and have different scenes and you don't have to worry about it. People still loving that video. Like it's like people are still actively trying to figure out TikTok Live and people are still, now we got Atom. You know what I mean? If you've got a Steam, there's so many other ways to do it. People are still actually liking the advice that I gave ages ago for an old workaround. So.
It's weird. On YouTube, my most popular video that gets views is a 90-second video or 2-minute video of me showing how to stream in portrait through Streamlabs. And I made that in 2020. So solid 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, thank you. This saved me so much time. And I'm like, this is like, what am I, the only one out there that did this? Like, how are you even finding it? Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah, but I mean, I probably should look at my own TikTok, really. Look at your TikToks, people. Go back and look at your old social posts.
Yeah.
Friendly reminder for this episode.
We started this conversation off talking about, blending that line between. Yeah. You know, your real life and your online life. Mm-hmm. You know, and we'll, and maybe in another episode we'll talk about, you know, how far you should go. Maybe we'll have a guest on here talking about names and whatnot. But I think there's no right or wrong answer.
No.
You know,
what makes you feel comfortable?
It comes down to like, what do you feel comfortable with?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. You know? how much do you wish to share? What do you feel comfortable with? And then, I mean, don't feel ashamed with what you do.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel ashamed in your own content, really. And if you do feel ashamed with your content, then why are you posting it? Like, if you're not happy with it, don't post it, obviously. Right. But you shouldn't be ashamed of the content you've created, whether it's got hundreds of views, thousands of views, or tens of views. Because the end of the day, if you're proud of it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And I will say, I would have left it there, but I just thought of a couple more things.
Yeah, no.
Is depending on the kind of content you make, and I'm not shaming, I think anyone can do whatever you want as long as it's legal for content. There was a story in the last 6 months of a politician in the United States who's married to a lawyer, and they were on one of those like webcam sex sites.
Oh,
you know, doing consensual married couple doing, you know, performing for people who are watching, and their careers got ruined because it got leaked. Somebody recognized them and it got leaked and it ruined their careers, you know, so be careful. And then there's like a smaller story, very recent, is a young woman that worked at like a Chick-fil-A, and the customer was, I guess, recording her. And the way she said Chick-fil-A sauce, you know, went viral. People loved it. And then Chick-fil-A fired her.
What?
Yeah. So, like, you know, you got to be careful sometimes, like blending that line between your real life and your online life. But if you're comfortable with the content you make and people knowing about it, then do it. Put it out there. Let people know. It'll help you grow, most likely.
What about, I was going to put out that most people would have a HR policy. Just check that.
Yeah.
When in doubt, check that. Like, usually 9 times out of 10, they don't want you speaking on behalf of the company.
Yeah.
Or do something that could reflect on the company's image in a negative way. As long as you don't cross those two boundaries, they've got no real grounds to, I'm not a lawyer, but technically they shouldn't have any real grounds to fire you unless you've done something horrible. Right.
And that's why I've kept it quiet. I mean, not only because I have an image to maintain at my job, and here's me just being me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But my work policy is the same thing. Like if I were to mention the company's name or say something authoritative invoking the company's name as if I was authorized to speak on that. Even though I work there, there's a lot of things I'm not authorized to speak on.
Yeah.
You know, but if I did anything like that, then that would be grounds. Like, I can guarantee you without a shadow of a doubt, for the thousands and thousands of hours that I have for videos and live streams and stuff that I've done, I have not once mentioned the city or that I work in or the name of the company. Like, not even the industry that I work in. I've talked about what I do as a job. Like, I work in technology, but that's as far as I go. In that way, I'm pretty sure that I haven't violated our policy. But I still have to this point been playing it fairly safe and not using my real name at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, we'll touch on that other day. I got a perfect guest in mind, someone we need to bring on to talk about the name thing. And I want to talk about using your real name in the future.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
You've been listening to Dad Mode. Our passion is navigating this wild journey of parenthood and modern life. From balancing family time to managing your career and still squeezing in some gaming and content creation. And no matter what the women say, they will never be able to pry the controller out of our cold, dead hands. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, find us on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Dad Mode Podcast. And we can be found on every podcast site at Dad Mode Podcast. Y'all be cool. See you next time.